Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Radio had few technical difficulties and couldn't do live shows, and I don't pre-tape anything, so I just want you to know that Had I known, and I didn't know when it was going to come back, so I figured I'll let you all know on my Facebook page. Well, the Garage Talk Live Facebook page. And we said couldn't have a show today. I mean, it was a weird week for taping things. They Still Live podcast, we did get one in this past Sunday. It's already out. Go to rumble.com. Click on that link, episode 119. Our pal Adam Fansler was joining us. Jeff calls him Adam the Fan Fansler. We ought to just call him a damn Fansler. But, hey, are picking up views over there, so I hope my listeners over here, if you want me to start doing some video stuff, let me know. Because, hey, you know, we've been doing this radio thing for a while. I mean, I don't have the prettiest of faces, but I ain't the ugliest thing in the world either. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We did get back in action. We missed it because last week's events were the Indy Road Course for the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series. Trucks were out at the Lucas Oil Raceway Park. This week, road course again, up to the Glen. They have one more week, Daytona. This coming weekend will wrap up the regular season. And what happens when you wrap up the regular season? The playoffs begin. The Truck Series are already in playoff mode. They had their playoff press conference. The Xfinity Series is about ready to lock into that, too. We'll check on the results. And then the Cup, of course, this week is Race 26, Daytona. I don't know about the schedule they had this year. The way they did it and rerounded it and made Daytona the last. They start the regular season at Daytona and they're ending the regular season at Daytona. Then 10 races to see who can make it to the end and take that big monster. Well, it's the Cup Series trophy. It was the Monster Energy trophy, but I think they kept the design in there. Which, rightly so, it was a sharp-looking trophy. The Sprint Cup trophy, which is the dual checkered flags, was nice. The Winston Cup was, a couple of blocks of wood and a gold-looking cup at the top. But the best-looking one was the... Well, what started out as the Monster Energy Cup trophy. Now it's just the Cup Series trophy. So you still have Craftsman now. We're back to sponsoring the Truck Series. They were the original ones. And then when they went to Camping World, then back to Craftsman. Xfinity Series started out as the Busch Series. And then it variated through that. So now that a lot of the broadcasting is on the Comcast-owned NBC, and Comcast owns Xfinity, so they could sponsor a race. I remember when they were just starting out as a cable company. Yeah, I guess they did it right. Got really, really big and bought up everything. Universal Studios or then the Universal Park in Florida. NBC. And pretty much every upstart cable company around, because the place I lived in had community cable. And then the guy that built that, I guess, was offered a load of money by Comcast to buy it. So that's how they expanded their role without having to invest in the infrastructure. And I guess once they started getting competition from, like, Fios and Verizon, then they had to upgrade to the more fiber optic stuff. But especially when you're running TV and internet services, like I have several different services for my phone, TV, and internet. I have DirecTV, which you had to either piggyback an internet service in the area, which started out to be, I guess, had a jet pack from Verizon, which is kind of like a hotspot, but it was a data limit thing. Then when you got to, when everybody, all your stuff started updating your apps, and my computer went from a Windows 8 to an 8 Plus, it kind of jacked up the amount of data it used. So what was originally plenty for a month, which covered phone Wi-Fi as well, it turned out to be used up fast, so decided to go with the local phone company provider, which was DSL, and it was okay, but you get to the point where, of late, it was getting to the point where my download speeds were at a crawl, my upload speeds were like non-existent. If you're doing broadcasting and stuff like that, especially a video podcast, and you need something, especially the upload, where it's going to pick up fast. So we looked into, I hate to give them a plug, but I'm going to give them a plug anyway, because my phone service might be switching to that by the end of next week. T-Mobile. T-Mobile, I was able to get the unlimited home internet and 5G, pretty good. Yeah, it has slow times, but heavy traffic, but I can go on to internet speed test and just watch it, and it just blew away the other stuff. Now, the phone, I've been with Verizon from the get-go. I mean, up in New Jersey was Bell Atlantic Mobile, analog, where you spent $35 for like 15 minutes, which wasn't much. It was just talk and text, and then when they went digital, they were able to expand stuff like that. And it's just that when I moved here, it was one, you know, in the middle of nowhere, it was one of the most reliable carriers around. But I'm getting bombarded by them for, you're eligible for new 5G phone from XYZ, pick one. Eligible to upgrade your plan to a 5G plan. Well, I thought about it. I looked into it, and guess what? The 5G plan base minimum was, let's say, $30 more than what I'm paying now. But the thing is, there's no 5G service in this area through them. So therefore, let me go back to the pink one. They have 5G service. I know that for a fact because my home internet is 5G, and the phone will be 5G. I already asked, it's in the area. And I can get what I'm looking for with being veterans military discount and a bundle discount for the same price or less than what I'm paying now. Yeah, they give you an extra discount for auto pay, but don't let them take the money out of your account without you knowing it. They might not do it when you're expecting them to. And if you're on a budget and you're limited, and the way they have these minimum amounts you have to keep in there, depending on your bank account, you don't want to get overdrawn, because then the bank will hit you for fees. So I don't do auto pay anything. Well, wifey doesn't. She's paid. She takes care of the bill paying. I just send the money her way from the bank. I don't mind direct deposit, but it's just the way it is. Anyway, back to racing. SRX. Looking into that, they were in the area. They actually wrapped up their season. And they have like a very limited schedule. But your drivers are big names from yesteryear and very different genres of motorsports. And they only have like 6 race schedule. So let me check the schedule, the 2023 schedule. The Thunder is back. You got Stafford Motor Speedway, which was July 13th, July 20th, Thunder Road Speed Bowl, the 27th of July, which was pretty much the end of last month, Motor Mile Speedway, which is now actually Pulaski County Motorsports Park. Motor Mile has been around for a while, but apparently the Motorsports Park as a drag strip now, or it had it, but it was never touted. And I think a road course. I'll have to get in touch with them. Anyway, Berlin Raceway, which was the 3rd. Eldora, which was last week. And then they wrapped up their season with at Lucas Oil Speedway. Now, for those of you that don't know SRX, it's a racing organization with equal cars, sponsored by Camping World, and it's owned by Ray Evernham and Tony Stewart. They're the big racing names you know of, and let's see who else. Jonathan, actually, and you get Johnny Benson Jr. was in, Paul Tracy, and Ryan Preece. But the last event was pretty much people you know, 90 laps. The winner was Jonathan Davenport. In second place was, driving the number 6, Brad Keselowski. In third, driving the 52. There's only 12 vehicles in the field, so I'm just going to give you the whole rundown. Is Kenny Schrader. Remember Kenny? In fourth, Ryan Newman, Ryan the Rocket. Clint Boyer made the jump over for the week, because they were all up there in Indy anyway. And sixth, Marco Andretti. And seventh, one of the owners of the organization, Tony Stewart. Seventh. I said seventh. Anyway. Number eight, driving the 36, Kenny Wallace. In ninth, Elio Castroneves, IndyCar. In tenth, the young lady that's making her way up the NASCAR ladder is Haley Deegan. I wouldn't be surprised if I know who she has for who she's driving for in the under series, but as she grows, I wouldn't be surprised if Stuart Haas took her on board and gave her some good stuff. She's still learning. I mean, going from dirt to motorcycles to stuff out in the West Coast. Her dad was a motocross rider. 11th, to the two spot, Ernie Francis Jr., not somebody I've heard of. And then 12th, somebody that has been following the sport, an old-time guy, Bobby Labonte. Well, needless to say, we keep flashing these press release stuff. Read press release. They have audio. You have audio? Okay. You can get tickets. Go to their website, srx.com. And the champion of the this 2023 SRX champion is Ryan Newman. Never won one in the Cup Series, but hey, he's got one in the SRX Series. I wonder if they can hear the drivers, the 2023 drivers, Marco Andretti, Greg Biffle, Clint Boyer, Kyle Busch, Elio Castroneves, Ronnie Capps. No shit. Pardon the language. Anyway, I guess he wanted to go in circles a little bit instead of straight line. We're talking NHRA, funny car, champion, not current champion, but might be the one after this season. We'll have to wait and see. We'll get into that in a little bit. Haley Deegan, Austin Dillon. Now, all these are not every week, but they compete from time to time. I guess depending on where they're at, whatever. Like if they're racing an SRX at the near an Indy event, then an Indy driver will drive in. Anyway, Ernie Francis, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick. And he drives for Stewart in the Cup Series, so I wouldn't be surprised. Tony Kanaan, Casey Kane, Matt Kenseth, Brad Keselowski, Bobby Labonte, Joseph Newgarden, Ryan Newman, Kenny Schrader, Tony Stewart, Daniel Suarez, Paul Tracy. I think he got booted. And Kenny Wallace. Sign up for newsletter. Follow SRX Social to stay on track. I'll get into that, but not right now, not today. Still got to cover some stuff, but I'm going to bookmark this one. Go back to the homepage. Now, this is the homepage. Other bookmarks. Let's bookmark it. Bookmark. New tab, new window. Yeah, that's bookmark. Other bookmark. There we go. Done. No, excuse me. righty. We're going to dial in and expand our talking points. So, actually, they will not be going back to Boderball or Pulaski County. In other racing news, thing going on for the Mazda MX-5 series on a place none other than Martinsville Speedway, which is going to be kind of different because then Mazdas don't have stock cars. They're kind of, yeah, it's a small sports car. And then we're going to be running on the paperclip. So that should be interesting. I think I got to get back and start getting into covering some of these things. It's been a little tough. Not like I used to. Well, I used to go to Dover twice a year for both weekends. Now Dover's down to one weekend, but so let's see what we got here. All righty. Coming down to the finals. Oh, wow. Justin Ashley, former guest of the show, took the number one qualifying spot, and he raced against number 14, Terry Totten, in round one. So we have one category with no category. So the Ashley Totten lineup advanced to the second round to face nobody. So it was basically just get down the track and don't blow things up. So Brittany Force is number 4, Leah Pruitt number 5, Antron Brown number 6. Let's see who gets all the way to the finals. Antron and Leah. Leah's getting better. Maybe her equipment's getting better, or they're figuring things out because, you know, she's with a new team this year. TSR, Tony Stewart Racing. Her and Matt Hagen, who's from the local area, Christiansburg, I never really measured it or clocked it. Probably the first one out, so maybe 30 miles, 40 miles from me. Well, it's 20 miles to get to 81 and then maybe another 30 miles up the road. So I figure about an hour. Anyway, and then Antron Brown was the other finalist. So let's follow their paths. Leah, where did Leah start? 5, she went up against Tony Schumacher. She had an 040 to his 066. She had a 382. He had a 5103. So she really got him good. He had traction issues, you could tell. A couple of seconds is traction issues. If you're over 10 seconds, you blew up or had mechanical issues. So then she's up against Brittany Force. Now, Brittany with an 048. And Leah had a 205, so that's called taking a nap. But even with that 205, Leah still got a 375 with a 0. And Brittany, with her 048, had a 430 with a 9. So Leah's time was so much better that she was able to take the second round and go to the semis against number one qualifier, Justin Ashley. Now, here's where it gets a little different. Ashley with an 050, off the light quicker than Leah at an 068. But Ashley's 375, which is a good ET, wasn't good enough to get Leah's 373 with a 3. So 2/100ths of a second difference on the ET, and only 1/100th of a second difference on the reaction time gave Leah the victory. All right, let's check down with Antron, former champion, up against Sean Langdon in round one. Langdon with an 023, Antron with an 065. You figure 4/100ths difference? Wasn't enough. Sean had the 378 with a 2, which was a good time. Antron with a 368 with a 9. So you were talking, as opposed to 4/100ths of a second gap off the tree that Antron was behind, he made it up with a 1/10th of a second advantage down the track. Round two, up against Steve Torrance, the current champ. Torrance with a 141, Antron with an 049. Torrance with a 371 with a 6, Antron with a 373 with an 8, giving him a hole shot because he was slower. He was faster off the tree, but quicker down the track. So now we get to the semis. Mike Salinas, who's been doing pretty good, up against Antron. Oh, this was close. I think the tree made the difference. You figure Antron with an 057, Salinas with an 073. But down the track, Salinas with a 371, and Antron with a 370 with an 8. So it was almost an even ET. Again, 2/100ths off the tree makes the difference of who gets there first. So give it to Antron up against Leah Pruitt. Antron 044, Leah 062. I could see where this is going. Leah with a 375 with a 7. Antron with a 371 with a 5. And the Wally goes to Antron Brown. Leah Pruitt finishes runner-up. Salinas with the lowest ET at a 365 with a 4. That 023 reaction time for Sean Langdon gives him bragging rights there. And Salinas with a top speed of 338. Let's check the funny of the funny, funny cars. All righty. It's Robert Height versus Ronnie Capps in the finals. And, of course, Capps does run some SRX races, too. So the Ronnie was the number one qualifier. And Height was number six. The Height with Bob Bodie. That was actually close off the tree. Bodie with a 79. Height with a 90, but down the track, 392 for Bodie, 381 for Height. Up against Dave Richards in round two. Richards with a 112 to Height's 096. Reaction time, I don't know what Richard's got, but it says 0.053, and Height's got a 391 with a 3, so something messed up there, but Height takes the win. Then up against his boss, John Force, 058 for John, 067 for Robert, 11.323 for John, and a 391 for Robert. Robert wins that one hands down. Ronnie Capps, let's see, started number one up against Jim Campbell in the first round. Jim, I guess, made it to the first round but did not take the light. You hate to make it that far, get to the eliminations, and lo and behold, you don't do it. Round two for Ronnie. 079 for Caps. 064 for Tim Wilkerson, who beat Alexis DeJoria in the first round. That was close off the tree, and I guess Wilkerson got her by a tenth. Not much of a tenth, actually 2/100ths. But he did win and did move on. Boy, that was a close battle there. But up against Ronnie Capps, it was 079 to 064. But on the ET, it was Capps with a 389 with a 2. Wilkerson having problems, 851. Capps into the semis against Bob Tasker, the third. I forget who I was talking to about Bob and his... JDRF had a contest to paint his car. And the guy, kid that won that design was the son of a friend of mine, which was awesome because I was able to have Bob and the boy on the show. They came to the studio because my old station, WNJC, was nearby. And we had them both on. It was great. Daddy brought the boy because Mommy had to do something with the daughter, but I would have loved to have seen Mommy because Mommy and I used to bowl together. Hard to believe she's going to turn 40 years. Did turn. I think she's 39. Going to turn 40. It's hard to believe. You know them. I mean, used to work at a place I used to get food from, Arby's. And a bunch of us decided to go bowling to do our own bowling team, you know, mixed guys and girls, two guys, two girls. And we had some fun. Well, anyway, it's neither here nor there. Caps makes it to the final round because even though Tasker is 052, the Caps is 053. Caps is 391 was way quicker than Tasker's 881. All right, the final round is Ronnie Caps and Robert Height, two guys that are two champions. 053 for Caps, 069. For Height. But again, everything was close here. Caps was a 0.016 quicker off the tree and a 0.027. Or a 0.013. There we go. 0.013 difference. Which gives him a 0.02 difference. Taking the light, give it to Ronnie. Dave Richards, low ET. Blake Alexander, best reaction time, 0.052. Ronnie Caps with the top speed at a 333.08. Speaking of, there's Matt Hagen, number three qualifier. Got beaten round one by Dave Richards. Interesting. Defending champ, Matt Hagen, driver for Tony Stewart Racing. Stewart's in the old smoke, has been into a lot of different types of motorsports. All right, let's check Pro Stock. think everybody was in action. Dallas Glenn and Kyle Koretsky. Let's check Glenn. Oh, 37 in round one. He qualified number six against Jerry Tucker, 065. Glenn with a 6.555 versus Tucker's 669 with a 2. Glenn the round two. Now this one up against five-time women's champ Erica Enders. 016 to an 040 for Erica off the tree. But down the track, Glenn 656 with a 1, and Erica not too much slower, a 648 with an 8. The reaction time wasn't enough to make up the difference, but did make the race close. Then up against Aaron Stanfield, 030 for Glenn, 022 for Stanfield, 657 with an 8, and 655 with a 5. Glenn. Boy, that was a close one. Not by much, but Glenn did get it. All right. Kyle Koretsky. Where you at, Kyle? Round one up against Camry. Gotta get Camry back on the show. Good run for Camry, but here again, 017 off the tree for Kyle, 048 for Camry, a 658 with a 4, and Koretsky had a 658 with a 0, so he... It was close. It was real close. I mean, ET-wise, it's almost dead even. The only difference is Camry was behind a 004 to a, you know, 0. But the 3/100th difference in the ET didn't help. But, you know, she's young. It's only her second year. She has a win already, so, you know. Promising things for the young lady. Up against Koretsky against Greg Anderson. 030 for Koretsky, 041 for Anderson. And 658 with a 2 for Anderson. A 658 with a 7 for Koretsky. You know what that means? Whole shot win for Koretsky. The reaction time was enough to get him down the track with a higher ET than Greg Anderson. I mean, it was damn near even. 582 to 580. 6 with a 582 to a 6 with a 587. 005 difference there. Kyle Koretsky had a 030, so that's 0-1-1 difference there. Now that's interesting. All right, up against the semis, it's Koretsky against Kramer. 0-25 for Koretsky, 6-58 with a 6. 0-43 for Kramer, 6-57 with a 4. Again, the reaction time makes the difference. Kramer had the better ET, but he didn't get out of the gate as quick as Koretsky. Had he had an 0-2 or 0-1 or something quicker, he would have won that. All righty. So Kyle Koretsky up against Dallas Glenn. Koretsky, 0-23. Glenn, 0-38. But Glenn was in 6.56 with a 6. Koretsky having issues, big issues, with an 11-229.78. Give it to Glenn in the final event of the eliminations. Takes the Wally. think we have pro stock bike. Gotta get this a NASCAR. Alrighty. In Xfinity, Sam Mayer takes the win for the Shriners Children's 200 at the 2.45-mile road course. Total race length, 86 laps, 210.7 miles. Sheldon Creed is second. Ross Chastain is third. Connor Mosack, fourth. John Hunter Nemechek, fifth. Cole Custer, sixth. Chandler Smith six, Cole Custer, seven, Chandler Smith, eight, Alex Bowman, ninth, Jeb Burton rounds out your top 10. 2 hours, 25 minutes, 33 seconds. Average speed, 86.85 miles an hour. Margin of victory, 0.909, almost a whole second. This is Meyer's second victory in the Xfinity Series. And there were five cautions for 18 laps and nine lead changes amongst six drivers. Check the points. Driver points, where are you at? All righty, Watkins Glen, driver points. Not locked into the playoffs yet. Austin Hill leads the point with four wins. John Hunter Nemechek with five wins in second. Cole Custer third. Sam Mayer fourth. He's got two wins. Josh Berry no wins in sixth. He might have clinched the spot because he's that far up. Chandler Smith, one win, seventh. Eighth and ninth, Hemric and Creed. No wins. 10th, Riley Herbst, no wins. Parker Kligerman, no wins in 11th. And rounding out your top 12 is Sammy Smith. He has a win and out of the playoff, 12, but with a win, moves in, locks in, is Brandon, is Jeb Burton. So that makes up, oh, and Ryan Truex. How many starts? Ryan has one win. He only started six races. I think he's, and he's 28th, so I don't think he's eligible. I could be wrong. For locking in. I think you got to have so many races under your belt for the season. But get some audio. Mark the Menards winner, Jesse Love. They were out there, huh? Here's your winning Sam Mayer for Junior Motorsports.
We will now continue with our media availabilities for today. We are now joined by our race winner, Sam Mayer. Congratulations, Sam. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start here with Zach.
Zach Sterniel of NASCAR.com. Sam, congratulations on the win. Take me through that final restart there going into turn one and choosing that lane on the restart as well.
Yeah, I mean, Marty came over the radio and said after that first restart that we had an hour meeting about lane choice and everything like that, and I completely disregarded it in the heat of the moment. So lots to learn on the, in that sense to keep my cool and keep my mind down. But for that second restart, we chose bottom to – I wanted to put them three wide middle there just to kind of get them pinned down because I knew the 21 was on new tires, so he was going to get a good launch, and I tried to get to the inside of the 19 to push him up into the 21 because I knew if the 21 got the lead, he was gonna drive away from everybody, even the 19. But, yeah, I mean, just a tough deal. Overdrove the corner trying to get to the inside of him, wheel hopped and slid straight into him. Obviously, as a race car driver, I wouldn't appreciate that, and I don't appreciate doing that to people. I don't look highly on it, obviously, and it was just a mistake, one of those deals. And I know he's obviously upset, and I would be too. But it's trying to get an extremely regular into the victory lane is my priority.
There's your winner, Sam Mayer. All right, on to the Cup Series. Let's go. As we motor down the road course, a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Another win under his belt. So he's already locked in, so this didn't have any difference other than the fact that he's locked in. All right, William Byron takes the checkered flag. Denny Hamlin second. Byron also won stage two. Christopher Bell was third. A.J. Allmendinger fourth. Ty Gibbs fifth. Martin Truex Jr. sixth. Seventh is Chris Buescher. Tyler Reddick is eighth. Ryan Blaney ninth. And Joey Logano rounds out your top ten. 90-lap race, 220.5 miles. No overtime is what I meant to say. Byron led three times for 66 laps. But being he won a stage, he gets 6 points, playoff points. And who won the other stage? Oh, Michael McDowell won stage one and wound up dead last. Electrical. There's electrical somewhere. Time of race, hour 58 minutes, 44 seconds. Average speed, 111.426 miles an hour. Margin of victory, that's a big gap, 2.632 seconds. This is Byron's ninth Cup Series victory. One caution for four laps. No stages? Wow. No stages. Yeah, there is stages. I just said one stage one, one stage two. They took the stage caution out of the cautions for this race, at least in the press sheet. Six lead changes amongst five drivers. Alrighty, let's check the points. Who's leading the points? All right, leading the points, Martin Truex Jr., three wins. Hamlin, second, two wins. William Byron, five wins. Third place, Christopher Bell, a win in fourth. Kyle Larson, two wins in fifth. Brad Keselowski, zero wins in sixth. Chris Buescher has two wins in seventh. Ross Chastain, one in eighth. One in ninth, Ryan Blaney. Kevin Harvick, with no wins, is in 10th. But I think he's high enough to not worry about the elimination in part. Kyle Busch is 11th with three wins. Tyler Reddick has a win. He's in 12th. And it's Joey Logano with a win. Bubba Wallace, no wins, no stage wins. The playoff points in 14th. He is playoff eligible. Ricky Stenhouse with a win. And Ty Gibbs with no wins. Michael McDowell does have a win. He might lock in and bump out Ty Gibbs. And that's where your bubble zone is. That's check with William Byron.
And we will wrap up our post-race media availabilities with our race winner, William Byron. William, congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start with Doug.
You know, Jayski, congrats on the win. Mate, you've won at pretty much all types of races now, but how important was it to win?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't really thought about that, but it is cool. We have a variety of racetracks that we've won races on, so that's neat for our team. You know, I think road courses this year have been really tough for us. I think we started the year strong at COTA, had top two speed. Reddick was the car to beat, but we were a close second there. And I felt like, you know, we could build on that for the rest of the year, and I got excited for road courses. And then we just went through a slump there with Sonoma and Chicago, where it was just really tough for us, and we struggled. And then I think, we started to turn the corner at Indy last week. Had a lot of speed coming from the back. Just had good grip in our car. Felt like I could push the car to make lap time, and I felt optimistic coming here that we could run well. But Rudy kind of kept talking me down. He's like, "Okay, we just get a solid, top 10." And I think I really just felt optimistic that we could run well. But as soon as we got out there in practice and the way the car felt through some of the corners that are really important here, I just felt really good about what we had. So, just really proud of the team. Cool to get that first road course win. Taking a lot of effort. Big thanks to Max. Everything that we've kind of put into it, and it's nice to see it pay off.
From down here to Jerry.
Well, there you have William Byron talking his win. And at Indianapolis, he which we didn't get to cover because of a technical difficulty. He, where did he finish? 14th. Michael McDowell's the one that took the checkered flag there. I think he's only got 2 Cup Series wins. And his other one being the Daytona 500. So he's won the 2 of the biggest tracks. It's a shame it wasn't the actual Brickyard 400. They decided to go road racing. I think the more NASCAR does get to more road courses there, more European, it's going to be kind of weird. All right, coming up this weekend. Like I said, the end of the regular season for the Cup Series. And I think the trucks start their playoffs because they had their playoff media conference. All right, trucks first. Sunday, 4 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Okay. For the Clean Harbors 175. On Friday night, 7:30 p.m. The Wawa 250 powered by Coca-Cola. And the big race, Saturday night, 7 p.m. on NBC, regular NBC. So if you plan on watching whatever it is they air on Saturday nights, probably AGT replays or something. The Coke Zero Sugar 400. So the Cup race actually gets the main network channel and the Xfinity gets the cable channel, as opposed to it's been the other way around for a while. Well, anyway, that's our show for today. Glad you all could join us. Join us next week. And we'll get into the playoffs. So, hopefully we won't have any more technical difficulties. If you want, go give our Facebook page a like. And don't forget, check out the They Still Live podcast. Our viewership is climbing. It went from double digits, not many double digits on YouTube, to hundreds now. So we're growing. Spread the word. Like, subscribe, or follow. And I don't know what the subscribe part is. I know when YouTube, it's you hit the bell for notifications, and they would let you know when something you subscribe to posted. But Rumble, it's follow, and then I don't know what the the notification thing is. So, anyway, I'm your host, Vinny B, wishing you all a good week. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.